increasingly these days we hear people talking about feeling down and out, feeling depressed, disillusioned with life, circumstances getting the better of one and all. Now we need to remember that our lives as believers is never free of grief and hardship, of sadness and difficulty. We pass through various phases in our life in this world. And things that happen to us happen with a purpose. Nothing is free from or void of any purpose. And it is through circumstances which are adverse that we then realize the reality of this world, and we realize that there's a greater life that waits for us in the Akhirah. The nature of this world is that there will be grief, and it is for that reason that when the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, what will they say? وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبُ وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبٌ. In Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 34, the people of Jannah will say, all praise to our Allah, who has removed from us grief. Indeed, our Rabb is most forgiving and appreciative. He has given us to stay, given us place in the abode of eternity through His sheer mercy, through His sheer virtue. لا يمسنا فيها نصب. No, nothing tiring, no fatigue will affect us here. وَيَا لَا يَمَسْنَا فِيَا لُغُوبِ. There will be no futility in this abode. So this will be part of the bounties of Jannah. And we can appreciate from this that sadness, fatigue, futile activities, things of futility will all affect us in this world. That is part and parcel of our existence in this world. But how to overcome depression, anxiety, disillusionment, feeling down and out? First and foremost is our iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman and good amal. Because when you do good actions, then Allah promises you a great life in this world. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In Surah An-Nahl, in verse number 97, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does good actions, male or female, while you believe, then we will grant you حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, a blissful life in this world. Good actions lead one to a blissful life in this world. And Allah says then, not only in this world, what is still to come, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ, and we will reward them even better than what they used to do. So this is the promise of Allah for those who believe in Allah and do a'mal, that Allah will grant them a happy life in this world. Imam Muslim rahimahumullah has a hadith of Suhaib al-Rumi radiyallahu anhu, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. How amazing is the matter of a believer. In every condition, under all circumstances, there are but goodness for the believer. And this is for none other than the believer. When goodness come upon him, then he praises Allah, and that is good for him. And when adversity comes upon him, then he exercises patience, and that is also good for him. So under all circumstances, we can turn it from adversity to goodness. It is a state of mind, a frame of mind. So the first point towards a good and happy life, towards attaining happiness in this world, to attaining goodness, to be fortunate, to be blissful in this world, is iman and a'mal as-saliha. There can be no happiness in this world without belief in Allah. There can be no happiness in this world without obedience to Allah. There can be no happiness in this world. You may have all the means of this world. You may have all the comforts of this world. But if your Allah is unhappy with you, then what happiness could you possibly attain? So the first and foremost is to mend our relationship with Allah. We can have good relations with everyone, but if our relationship with Allah is in a bad state, then everything else is futile. Then everything else is meaningless. Let us remember this all the time.